Good evening. Here is the news, read by Hortensia Ngam. First, the main points. The President of the Republic has sent condolences messages to the bereaved families of the Kombe Road accident as well as to the injured. An online platform to improve transparency, efficiency and fairness in public contract awards has been launched in Yaoundé today. And in sports, head coaches of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon and the Harambee Stars of Kenya have expressed their determination to win tomorrow's AFCON 2025 qualifier. Those were our top stories, and now the news in detail. President Paul Biya has ordered the disbursement of financial assistance for families of the bereaved and the injured following yesterday's fatal road accident at Kombe village in Sangmalima South Region. The presidential gesture was announced by the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, who is bearer of a message of condolence and compassion. He was accompanied to Sangmalima by the Minister of Finance, a member of the elite of the giant Lobo division, Louis-Paul Motaze, while extending the message of condolence and sympathy of the presidential couple. Minister Paul Atanganji also urged drivers to be more responsible and cautious to preserve the lives of innocent road users. Here now is an excerpt of his statement captured by Political Desk editor Albert Jiembonde.
It's a very sad situation, and from the explanations we had from the governor, the SGO, and the brigade commander, we are certain that this is a clear indication of reckless driving. We have to be conscious, because following the circumstances of the accident, it is clear, it is evident that the truck should not have been on the other side where the bus was going normally. So just as much as we extend into the bereaved families the heartfelt condolences of the presidential couple, we have also to sensitize the population and drivers on road safety measures. We have to be more conscious, and we have to understand that a road without a vehicle cannot kill.
That was the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji. Elsewhere, the new British High Commissioner to Cameroon, Matthew Woods, has praised the progress and quality of work at the Nachtigal hydropower plant construction site. Speaking during an inspection mission in Bachenga, where the project is located, the British diplomat highlighted the importance of the plant, which is set to generate 420 megawatts of electricity once completed. Charles Ebune has the details.
To cost 800 billion CFA francs, the Nachtigal power plant, some 65 kilometers from Yaoundé, is one of the most strategic energy poverty reduction projects in Africa south of the Sahara, with the British as one of the key financiers. Matthew Woods is the British High Commissioner to Cameroon.
I'm delighted, actually, that we've been able to contribute and to collaborate with the financing with more than sort of 50 billion francs CFA.
Already in service, partially, the dam under construction, with final touches being done, will generate 420 megawatts of electricity for multiple uses across Cameroon and the Central Africa region. Once more, the British High Commissioner to Cameroon.
It's a remarkable project. Congratulations to everyone who's involved. I mean, when you come here and you see the scale of the engineering, it's really quite something. So I'm really very impressed.
To demonstrate the importance of this major achievement program of the BI years, the British High Commissioner to Cameroon visits the project.
I've only been in Cameroon 10 days, and I'm delighted this has been my first visit outside of Yaoundé.
Operated by the Nachtigal Hydropower Company, a 50-kilometer power transmission line to Nyom Transformer in Yaoundé is under construction. The plant will produce more than 2,900 gigawatts per year, nearly 30% of Cameroon's energy production.
As you heard in one of our lead stories, an online platform for the dematerialization of public contract procedures aimed at enhancing transparency, efficiency, and fairness in the awarding process has been launched in Yaoundé. The Cameroon Online e-procurement system was introduced today in Yaoundé by the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of public contracts, Ibrahim Talba Mala, who emphasized that the platform will streamline procedures and ensure more equitable contract distribution. Gu Henry reports.
Cameroon Online e-procurement system, better known by the acronym COLEPS, is a web-based application software which makes use of a single window technology. It covers most of the procedures in the process of awarding public contracts, beginning with the programming of projects to the award of contracts. COLEPS also enables the publication of tender notices for programmed projects, facilitates the submission, opening and analysis of bids and the selection of best bidder. It is accessible online via the link www.publiccontracts.cm and is the outcome of the bilateral cooperation between the Republic of Korea and that of Cameroon through the Korea International Cooperation Agency, COICA. The Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of public contracts says COLEPS is a platform for the dematerialization of procedures in the award of public contracts. Minister Ibrahim Talba Mala added that it is the expression of the political will of the government of Cameroon to modernize the domain of public contracts for better performance in the implementation of the state budget for major stakeholders.
Ngu Henry reporting. 20 ophthalmologists from across the country have carried out free screening and counseling for eye-related problems at the National Museum in Yaoundé today. The one-day campaign organized by the National Program on Eye Health is part of activities of World Sight Day commemorated today. Details with FOC Babatunde.
The free eye screening exercise is expected to benefit all patients who come with eye-related issues. Upon reception, they undergo general consultations before internal and external eye examinations.
Lumu Suzanne, 23 years. I have eye leakage and photophobia. It's a nice initiative to do this kind of things because it is free. What I've done now is found day and we are waiting for the other exams to know whether I should wear glasses or not.
One of the ophthalmologists, Dr. Fobudi Sone, says the primary objective of the campaign is to sensitize people on the need to be conscious about their eye status.
Preventing blindness in children in Cameroon is a major public health challenge. And so it's always good to catch these challenges early, and the ones that are correctable, we correct them. So activities like these are very important to mark the memories of people and make them remember their eyesight.
The team of eye specialists were present Wednesday at Government School Center, still in Yaoundé, where they consulted over 200 students, among them those with visual health challenges, who were referred to appropriate hospitals for treatment.
FOC Babatunde reporting. In more health news, some health professionals from different parts of Cameroon and abroad are meeting in Bafoussam to share their experiences on how palliative care, whose goal is to improve quality of life for both the patient and the family, can be better implemented in health units across the country. This is at a conference that's opened in Bafoussam today. Details with Kelvin Nembo of our West Regional Bureau in Bafoussam.
People with illnesses such as cancer, heart diseases, kidney failure, HIV/AIDS, just to name these, are in need of quality palliative care. Their families too. Unfortunately, many health facilities are yet to offer this specialized medical care, as one of the participants, Bashi Ayukukang, explains.
Palliative care is one of the aspects of care which is not fully developed in our setting. So it's very important for us to come together and see how to help this vulnerable population in our settings.
The participants, mostly health professionals from the 10 regions of Cameroon and abroad during the conference in Bafoussam, highlighted the urgent need for the effective implementation of palliative care in all health facilities in the country. Dr. Josue Yegnon, psychologist.
We have to add life to days, not just days to life. That's what we say in palliative care. And that's the main objective of the palliative care. I think it underlines the importance of this conference.
The conference will round off this October 12th in Pinka Michel in the Menwa with the celebration of the World Hospice and Palliative Care Day. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News in Bafoussam.
In other news, the Minister of Posts and Telecommunications has met with heads of two telecommunications service operators in Douala to evaluate the commitments taken by these telecommunications service providers to improve services offered to users. Minister Minette Libom Lilikeng, accompanied by Littoral Governor Samuel Dieudonné Ivaha Deboa and his état-major, through this move is bent on ensuring that users get improved and deserving quality network services. You are listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. Out of Cameroon, four people have been killed by tornadoes in Florida as the Santis warn of more Hurricane Milton flooding. The hurricane is moving into the Atlantic but is leaving behind floods, damaged buildings, and millions without power and water. Florida residents are being warned not to visit areas hit by Hurricane Milton after it brought tornadoes, floods, and storm surges to the state. In sports, the head coaches of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon and the Harambee Stars of Kenya have expressed their determination to win tomorrow's AFCON 2025 qualifier. Cameroon's coach Mark Brice and Kenya's coach Engin Firat both stated their refusal to settle for a draw during the pre-match press conference that took place this evening at the Yamadu Ahijo Stadium in Yaoundé. Harrison Ashutiku has the details.
Accompanied by defender Jackson Chachwa, the head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Brice, disclosed the Lions' readiness for this Friday's match against the Harambee Stars of Kenya. The Belgian tactician insisted they have strategized on scoring a good number of goals.
They come with nine defenders. It will be a solid game defense-wise. But it's up to us. We have to try to make a good game plan and try to be consistent in where we trained on to score and to win the game.
On the atmosphere in the den, Jackson Chachwa underlined that there is serenity within the team as the players are handling the pressure ahead of the encounter professionally. The coach of the Harambee Stars of Kenya, Engin Firat, and one of his defenders, Joseph Okumo, stated that they are motivated by their unbeaten run in their last seven outings and are ready to pull a positive result against the Indomitable Lions in their own backyard.
It's about how I stop the individual quality of the players. Every day if I look at the news and this one, man of the match, player of the month, your team is in quite well shape. I have to think about how I find solutions to stop this. We are prepared.
For me, it's very clear, 11 against 11. I'm not afraid of a slaughterhouse.
A challenge accepted by coach Mark Brice.
Till now we didn't lose and we have to restart with the victory.
The winner of this Friday's game that will kick off at 5 p.m. at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium will move to the top of Pool J before the two teams meet again in the return leg on Monday, the 14th of October in Kampala, Uganda.
Harrison Ashu reporting. And that does it for the 10 p.m. news presented by Hortensia Ngam.